This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another tort reform measure that finds success in the Missouri legislature.
Here to present Senate Bill 591.
Senate Bill 591 was pre-filed back in December, heard by the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee on January 14th, discussed by Missouri senators on February 11th and 25th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 2nd, given final passage on May 12th, and sent to the executive branch on May 27th. When sponsor, Senator Bill White of Joplin, first presented Senate Bill 591 to the Missouri Senate Government Reform Committee on January 14th, his measure largely related only to punitive damages.
Modifies requirements for what we do for proof for punitives in both civil and medical. The new addition that we just added on, which took a little bit of time, is that we're adding on a part from the executive branch, which removes punitive damages from the state as defendant. So it's reimposing sovereign immunity back in to anything relating to punitive damages.
The goal, he said, was to keep punitive damages in check.
At the conclusion of the compensatory case, the court will make the decision that, yes, indeed, you've met your standard of proof, that punitives can go on in part two of the trial to the jury. It immediately then goes on, and then the jury would hear things where you pull in data like insurance and that sort of thing, and the jury would make a determination as to whether to grant or not grant punitive damages.
Additionally, punitive damages in relation to medical malpractice and rules governing unlawful merchandising practices are now also a part of the proposal. When Senate Bill 591 was first talked about on the floor of the Missouri Senate on February 11th, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned additional changes made to the legislation.
And I will just suggest that I don't know how much I would have had to go through the punitive damage bill that was in the Senate committee substitute last night. That probably would have been a very long conversation, but I'll just say, for what it's worth, I've now been presented with five times more material than I had previously, just so folks understand that we now have five times more to talk about.
He adds Senate Bill 591 would provide the first changes in law in a long time.
But you mentioned the punitive damages standard from a case in the 20s, and I think I know that you intend to refer to the 1920s as opposed to this decade, the 2020s. And in fact, one of the cases establishing that standard was from 1921, which is to say this standard has served our state for almost a century, Senator.
Senate Bill 591 represents another in the long line of measures of changes to Missouri's tort reform laws. If signed into law, it would take effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.